tell no lies. We can't answer without knowing the tenets of the world's major religions. Outside Christianity, I mean. Griff leaned forward in his seat in a challenge to the professor. Tenets, nodded Professor Bates. Then, why is that? As Griff pondered his reply, most of the class shifted their gaze to the floor. One girl pretended to stifle a yawn. Griff shrugged, pondering his next statement. Go for it, he coached himself. Somebody has to get something going in this class or we're all going to die of boredom. So, you say the moral being tells no lies, and then you say that religion makes us moral beings? The youth aped the wrong answer buzzer sound made popular by broadcast game shows. You think not? Bates strolled the aisles of the classroom. Griff continued, Humanities 101, inhumanities is more like it. What evidence is there in the Gita, for example, about lying specifically? 50,000 stories of glorious accomplishments, but what are the recommendations for daily living? Can Brahmins lie to untouchables, for example? Is that okay? And, he asked, that whole Eightfold Path thing about Buddhism, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, or thou shalt not bear false witness, as it supposedly said on Moses' alleged tablets? Well, why don't we talk about that? A grin stretched across the professor's lips. Perhaps this semester wasn't a total loss after all. We were discussing common understandings of virtue. How does your question relate? Tiffany, the hot dance student who'd registered for an easy A, or so she'd been told, placed her arms on the table slowly, not wanting to draw attention, and lowered her head. Her flowing tresses fell in loose coils over her shoulders and hid her forearms and hands. IDK, she texted Brittany, who'd queried, what are they talking about? She wanted to die.